Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Sholes. Today we have our final fairy tale from Carl Sandburg's Rutabaga Pigeons for the week. And this is kind of a sad story, if I'm honest. And it's a story that comes close to having the longest title of any Sandburg tale, and that is saying quite a thing. Inside of the story, it does have what I believe to be the longest character name that I have ever seen. This is How Six Pigeons Came Back to Hat Track the Horse After Many Accidents and Six Telegrams. Six crooked ladders stood against the front of the shanty where Hat Track the Horse lived. Yellow roses, all on fire, were climbing up and down the ladders, up and down in crossways. And leaning out on both sides of the crooked ladders were vines of yellow roses, leaning, curving, nearly falling. Hat Track the Horse was waiting. This was the morning Whiffle the Chick was coming. "Sit here on the cracker box and listen," he said to her when she came. "Listen, and you will hear the roses saying, 'This is climbing time for all the yellow roses, and climbing time is the time to climb. How did we ever learn to climb? Only by climbing.' Listen, and you will hear tss, 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 tss. It is the feet of the yellow roses climbing up and down, and leaning out and curving and nearly falling. Tss, 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 tss." So Whiffle the Chick sat there early in the summer, enjoying herself, sitting on a cracker box, listening to the yellow roses climb around the six crooked ladders. Hat Track the Horse came out. On his shoulders were two pigeons, on his hands two pigeons. And he reached his hand around back behind his back where his hat was hanging, and he opened the hat and showed Whiffle the Chick two pigeons in the hat.
"Those are lovely pigeons to look at, and their eyes are full of lessons to learn," said Whiffle the Chick. "Maybe you'll tell me why you have their feet wrapped in bandages, hospital liniment bandages full of hostiment liniment smells. Why do you put soft mittens on the feet of these pigeons so lovely to look at?"
"They came back yesterday. They came back home," was the answer. "They came back limping on their feet with their toes turned in so far they nearly turned backward. When they put their bleeding feet in my hands, one by one each one, it was like each one was writing his name in my hand with red ink."
"Did you know they were coming?" asked Waffle.
"Every day, the last 6 days, I get a telegram, six telegrams from six pigeons. And at last they come home. And ever since they come home, they're telling me they come because they love Hat Track the Horse and the yellow climbing roses climbing over the six crooked ladders."
"Did you name your pigeons with names?"
asked Whiffle. "These three, the Sandy and Golden Brown, all named themselves by where they came from. This is Chickamauga, there's Chattanooga, and here is Chattacoochee. And the other three all got their names from me when I was feeling high and easy. This is Blue Mist, here is Bubbles, and last of all, take a look at Wednesday Evening in the Twilight and the Gloaming."
"Do you always call her Wednesday Evening in the Twilight and the Gloaming?"
"Not when I'm making coffee for breakfast. If I'm making coffee for breakfast, then I just call her Wednesday Evening."
"Didn't you tie the mittens on her feet extra special nice?"
"Yes, she is an extra special nice pigeon. She cries for pity when she wants pity, and she shuts her eyes when she doesn't want to look at you. And if you look deep in her eyes when her eyes are open, you will see lights there exactly like the lights on the pastures and the meadows when the mist is drifting on a Wednesday evening just between the twilight and the gloaming. A week ago yesterday, they all went away, and they won't tell me why they went away. Somebody clipped their wings, cut off their flying feathers so they couldn't fly, and they won't tell why. They were 600 miles from home, but they won't tell how they counted the 600 miles. 100 miles a day they walked, 600 miles in a week, and they sent a telegram to me every day. One writing a telegram one day, another writing a telegram the next day, all the time walking 100 miles a day with their toes turned in like pigeon toes turn in. Do you wonder why they needed bandages? Hospital liniment bandages on their feet and soft mittens.
Show me the telegrams they sent you, one every day for 6 days while they were walking 600 miles on their pigeon toes."
So Hattrack the horse got the 6 telegrams. The reading on the telegrams was like this. 1.
Feet are as good as wings if you have to,
Chickamauga. 2.
If you love to go somewhere, it is easy to walk,
Chattanooga. 3.
In the night, sleeping, you forget whether you have wings or feet or neither,
Chattahoochee. 4.
What are toes if they don't point to what you want?
Blue Mist. 5.
Anybody can walk hundreds of miles putting one foot ahead of the other,
Bubbles. 6.
Pity me. Far is far, near is near, and there is no place like home when the yellow roses climb up the ladders and sing in the early summer. Pity me.
Wednesday evening in the twilight and the gloaming.
Did they have any accidents going 600 miles walking with their little pigeon toes turned in?
Said Whiffle. Once they had an accident, said Hattrack, with Chattahoochee standing in his hat, Chickamauga on his right shoulder, Chattanooga on his left, and holding Blue Mist and Bubbles on his wrists. They came to an old wooden bridge. Chattahoochee and Wednesday evening both cried out,
The bridge will fall if we walk on it at the same time.
But they were all 6 already on the bridge, and the bridge began sagging and tumbling them all into the river. But it was good for them to have a foot bath for their feet, Wednesday evening explained.
I got a suspicion you like Wednesday evening in the twilight and the gloaming best of all,
spoke up Whiffle. Well, Wednesday evening was the only one I noticed making any mention of the yellow roses in a telegram, Hattrack the horse explained as he picked up Wednesday evening and reached her around and put her to perch on the shoulder bone on his back. Then the old man and the girl sat on the cracker box saying nothing, only listening to the yellow roses all on fire with the early summer climbing up the crooked ladders up and down and crossways, some of them leaning out and curving and nearly falling. And that is how 6 pigeons came back to Hattrack the horse after many accidents and 6 telegrams.
And like I said, it's a sad story. You don't know why the pigeon's wings are clipped, and clearly a 600-mile walk is not good for any pigeon. But at the end, it does seem they're all home safe and sound and happy.
This is Dan Scholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Next week, we'll be back with 3 more stories from Rutabaga Pigeons by Carl Sandburg. As always, thank you so much for listening.